This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. This week, we will tell about an experimental vaccine against the disease AIDS. We also will tell about a newly found hiding place for harmful bacteria. And we will tell about a discovery that could change scientific beliefs about dinosaurs.
Researchers say they still have much work to do on a vaccine against the virus that causes AIDS. But the first reports of some success have raised hopes. Scientists say an experimental vaccine reduced the risk of infection in human beings by 31% and was safe. The study was designed to test for two abilities. One was the ability of the vaccine to prevent infections from the human immunodeficiency virus, better known as HIV. The other was the vaccine's ability to reduce the amount of virus in the blood of people who became infected during the study.
Volunteers received vaccinations over a period of 6 months. They were tested for HIV for an additional 3 years. The testing began 6 years ago. It was the largest AIDS vaccine study yet. It involved more than 16,000 adults in Thailand. Half received the vaccine. The other half received a placebo, or harmless substance. The volunteers did not know which they were getting. 74 people in the placebo group became infected during the study. The researchers say that was compared with only 51 of those who received the vaccine.
Dr. Supakai Lurknarm led the study for Thailand's Ministry of Public Health. The United States government paid for the study. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health called the findings an important step forward. He said it represents the first time an investigational HIV vaccine has shown some ability to prevent infection. But he also said additional research is needed to better understand how the vaccine reduced the risk in those individuals. The vaccine did not lower the amount of virus in the blood of volunteers who became infected during the study.
The study was based on versions of HIV commonly found in Thailand. The volunteers received a combination of two vaccines. The first, or prime vaccine, came from Sanofi Pasteur. The second, or booster vaccine, was developed by another company, VaxGen. The nonprofit group Global Solutions for Infectious Diseases now has rights to it. Neither vaccine had been successful by itself when tested earlier. More detailed results of the study are expected to be presented at a conference in France later this month.
We all have heard about harmful bacteria hiding in the home. Studies have discovered evidence of harmful bacteria in toilets, on surfaces where food is prepared, even on home telephones. Recently, American researchers found harmful bacteria in a place most of us would never suspect. They found that the bathroom shower heads people use to wash up may be covering us with more than water.
The researchers used a molecular genetics test to examine 50 shower heads from 9 American cities. Those shower heads came from homes and public places in Colorado, Illinois, New York, North Dakota, and Tennessee. 30% of the devices had high levels of Mycobacterium avium, an organism linked to lung disease. The researchers say the bacteria were grouped together in a thin but sticky area of cells on the inside of showerheads. They say the levels of Mycobacterium avium were 100 times higher than that of normal household water, and showerheads made of plastic seem to have higher bacteria levels than metal ones. One of the showerheads was cleaned with a bleach solution in an effort to destroy the bacteria. Bleach is often used as a whitening agent when washing clothes. Tests showed that instead of killing the bacteria, the bleach actually caused the bacteria levels to increase.
A report about the study appeared last month in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The lead writer of the report was Norman Pace of the University of Colorado at Boulder. Professor Pace has a warning for people who let water hit their face when they first turn on the shower. He says they probably are getting a full face of the unhealthy bacteria. He says the bacteria can also float around in the air and be easily pulled into the lungs. The professor says earlier research at National Jewish Hospital in Denver supports this theory. The research suggested that increases in pulmonary infections in the United States may be linked to people taking more showers than traditional baths. Signs of pulmonary disease caused by Mycobacterium avium can include shortness of breath, a continual dry cough, and feelings of tiredness or weakness. The researchers say showers may not be a big problem for healthy people, but they warn that persons with weakened defenses for fighting disease are at greater risk. This includes pregnant women, older adults, and people with other diseases.
Young children can describe the well-known prehistoric dinosaur Tyrannosaurus rex. T-Rex had a big head, long legs, and small arms. Its teeth filled a fierce-looking mouth that was heavy with muscles. Now, try to imagine a dinosaur that looked like T-Rex, but the creature you are imagining is only 1/100th of T-Rex's size. This describes Raptorix cricksteini, a distant relative of T-Rex. Researchers say Raptorix might have looked like a toy version of the huge creature.
Raptorix was not a T-Rex. Instead, it belonged to a tyrannosaurid species that lived many millions of years before its T-Rex relative. An examination of Raptorix and its meaning to dinosaur development appeared recently on the internet version of Science magazine. The small dinosaur is thought to have lived about 125 million years ago. T. rex lived between 65 and 85 million years ago. Researcher Stephen Broussard says scientists have believed that the physical qualities of Tyrannosaurus developed because of its large body. But he notes similar qualities in the smaller Raptorex. For example, the small arms on T. rex did not develop as the creature got bigger. Instead, such arms were also present earlier. The researcher says traditional beliefs about Tyrannosaurus's development were too simple or wrong.
Stephen Broussard is a doctoral candidate at Columbia University in New York. He works with the city's American Museum of Natural History. He helped write about Raptorex krigsteini with Paul Sereno of the University of Chicago, the lead writer and researcher. Professor Sereno says Raptorex krigsteini was probably just as effective at killing as T. rex. He notes that Raptorex's body was about 2 7/10 meters long. The creature weighed only 68 kilograms, about the same as many people. The professor said it probably died at an early age, living only about 5 or 6 years.
The head of Raptorex krigsteini shows evidence of a well-developed olfactory system. The researchers suspect Raptorex had a strong sense of smell. The professor says the body design of the creature made it a kind of jaw on legs. It appeared to be a successful finder and killer of other animals. Professor Sereno received fossilized remains of the creature 3 years ago from a private collector in the American state of Massachusetts. The Raptorex krigsteini reportedly was discovered inside a single piece of rock in the Inner Mongolia area of China. The fossil was removed from China under mysterious conditions. It had reached the collector, Henry Kriegstein, through sales. Dr. Kriegstein later sent it to an expert who recognized its importance. The doctor then contacted Professor Sereno. Dr. Kriegstein named the fossil to honor his parents and donated it to science. Paul Sereno said the fossil will be returned to China and put in a museum when the scientists have finished their studies.
This Science in the News was written by June Sims, Geraldine Watson, and Katie Weaver. Our producer was Brianna Blake. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Bob Doty. Join us again next week for more news about science in special English on the Voice of America.